You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It is digital drive time on a Monday, and we're going to be taking a look at some interesting developments in the electrified vehicles landscape. As usual for these conversations, we're joined by our resident tech and EV specialist, founder at recharged.co.za, Nafisa Akerbor, to take a look at some of these developments and see what we make of them. Nafisa, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. You and I recently returned from the launch of the Zero Carbon Charge N3 sites. Now, that drive in and of itself was quite an interesting journey, given that we did it in electric vehicles and plug-in hybrids. Take me through just your thoughts around the positioning of the charging stations and what this launch means for electrification in South Africa.
Hey, Jimmy. Good to be back as always. Yeah, I think those two placements of the charging points on the charge, well, rolled up by Charge N3, it's quite strategic because the first point, as you know, is 181 km from Joburg, and then another 183 kilometers later is another second point, which then makes that closer to Durban, about 200 km. So I think it means someone who drives, for example, a BYD Dolphin, a small runaround EV, they can now make trips to Durban and they can charge within that time frame. You don't really have to worry about having such a small battery anymore or small range. Everybody speaks about an EV, oh, it doesn't have enough range. But with the strategic positioning of these two chargers, I think it now opens up so much, and that's only on the consumer side.
Now, Nafisa, we know that these charging stations aren't exactly cheap to get off the ground, much like the filling stations that we have in South Africa. Each of these charging stations in excess of 15 million rand to get off the ground. Thankfully for the team at Charge, they had that initial investment from the Development Bank of Southern Africa. But to be able to scale these charging stations and to be able to actually map out charging infrastructure across the country, surely this is going to be something that we need to get investors into at this point.
Yeah, I think the fact that the DBSA already invested, it looks like a good value proposition for potential investors. And what was interesting, the thing Jobert Roux, the co-founder of Charge, was telling me, that all the stations that they build, I think they cost about 16 million. They can be, it's ready for a phase two, which requires a 9 million rand upgrade. So even though, like, just say, for example, now we know these two points open on the N3, if potentially they see how busy it is and it requires another upgrade, maybe potential investors can just, you know, put the 9 million down for phase too, which obviously would mean more space for chargers, more infrastructure.
Nafisa, what I liked about the charging stations, and to your point around reducing range anxiety, was the speed at which we're able to charge them up, but also the fact that you can charge multiple vehicles at a go, and it doesn't necessarily mean your vehicle won't charge whilst someone else is charging.
Yeah, so they have 6 DC chargers in one go, but their maximum capabilities are 360 kilowatt output. I mean, a normal car doesn't even take 200, you know. Some of the BMWs I drive or whatever, they're 150 kilowatt maximum. So it's not really a concern. You can have 3 people on a road trip charging simultaneously and it shouldn't affect the speed. But there are also 2 AC chargers. Like, for example, I drove a plug-in hybrid for the thing and I did charge on that one the first time, as they were better suited, the DC chargers, for the full EVs. So I don't think it should be an issue for anyone, like, traffic-wise at the station.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to seeing how the team at Charge continues to reduce range anxiety around the country and increase accessibility to charging points. Nafisa, while I have you, I want to take a look at some other developments in the electrified vehicles landscape, and that is the launch or introduction of the new Ferrari EV. I found that remarkably surprising considering the price point and the vehicle. What did you make of it?
So I've actually, firstly, to be very frank, I thought it was atrocious design-wise. And like you mentioned, for the price point, I think it was 550,000 euros, which a direct conversion would be about 10.5-11 million rand. And if it does come here, it would obviously be way more. I think for that price point, people expected more, including me. And I do understand it's Johnny Ive's company, the former Apple designer. He was in charge. His company rather helped design this. And the interiors to me looked like a very first-gen iPad on the inside, which I didn't think looked great. For me, both the outside and inside were a bit of a letdown.
See, folks, I'm going to be very honest as the petrol head that I am. If I'm paying 11 to 12 million rands for a vehicle, I would like 11 to 12 cylinders in the vehicle for that exact reason. Nafisa, while we're looking at car launches, the team at iCar finally launching their vehicle in South Africa. We'd been teased with this launch for the longest time. iCar forming part of the Chery Group globally. Coming into a market where Chery already exists in South Africa, Jator already exists in South Africa, which is also part of the Chery Group, alongside other brands. The unique value proposition from iCar, what are your thoughts here?
So I really like this car. I was quite excited myself to see it. I don't think we've seen an EV like this on the road so far or an offering such as this. It sort of looks like a Defender. I'm sure the listeners are probably aware that Chery and Land Rover do have a partnership in China, so they do build those cars there. That's why this looks very much like a Defender. So in terms of the pricing, which comes in at 520,000 rand, which is great for a car that looks like this. For example, if you're someone who does a lot of urban driving and you sort of take hikes around the country, or you want to do 4x4s or whatever the case is, I think this car kind of fills that gap, both for urban and for kind of off-roading, because it offers a bit of both. And the price point is really good. So even though the range is a bit, I mean, we know batteries are not huge. This vehicle is big as it is, so it would use more power. But I think with also the rollout of the infrastructure, it opens a lot of possibilities. I myself am excited about it.
Nafisa, I want to look at that in a bit more detail before I let you go. The infrastructure side of things with the increased number of vehicles that are coming into the South African market. There has been conversation locally, internationally, around whether or not there is still that uptake on electrified vehicles as we have seen in the past. We know that a lot of the manufacturers have scaled back on full electric, on our opting for plug-in hybrids. It's something you and I have spoken about as well. Do you think that from a South African perspective, having this increased infrastructure from the likes of Zero Carbon Charge, rolling out charging stations throughout the country, will then increase the rate of adoption of electrified vehicles?
Definitely. I think we've seen that already with the stats for plug-in hybrids. It's like grown exponentially. And now, being the 1st of June, we should be getting stats for May. And I think April was also a new record for plug-in hybrids, given the fuel costs. And I think it's also going to prompt more the rollout of more infrastructure, more chargers, which is fantastic. And I think also people are seeing that it's readily available to use, and that, you know, it's affordable now.
Increasing affordability and accessibility, where we're looking at electrified vehicles and reflecting on whether or not some manufacturers should even build electrified vehicles. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks as always to our resident tech and EV specialist, founder at recharge.co.za, Nafisa Akabor, for joining us to take a look at the latest charging stations from the team at Zero Carbon Charge, but also reflect on some new EV vehicles that have made it into the public space, the likes of Ferrari and iCar.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.